Estás escuchando la emisora comunitaria de Leganés.
Good morning, we are a group of students from BBB High School. This is Let's Educommunicate. Today we are going to speak about music, Prince Royce, and we are going to interview our language assistant, Sam from New York State, and Lauren from Liverpool, and Aslo, our teacher Ruben from Leganés. We will speak about Pau Gasol. And now, going to speak about Pau Gasol.
So huge board after the miss. Gasol, nobody's there. Pau will slam it home. He likes it a little. He's got an opportunity for a three-point play.
You have to like the emotion. I have to like the emotion. Pau is normally very stoic in his actions, but after that one, he showed a little bit. The long pass from Kobe, the flush, and one. How'd you like it, Pau?
Pau Gasol Saez, born the 6th of July in 1980, he is a Spanish professional basketball player for Los Angeles Lakers of the National Basketball Association. He was born to Maritza Saez and Agustí Gasol, and he has spent his childhood in Spain. Gasol was drafted by the Atlanta Hawks in 2001, an NBA draft, but he were traded to the Memphis Grizzlies, with whom they won the NBA Rookie of the Year award.
Currently holds the Memphis Grizzlies franchise records for career games played, minutes played, field goals made and attempted, free throws made and attempted, offensive, defensive, and total rebounds. blocked shoots, turnovers, and points. After 7 seasons with the team, Gasol was traded to the Lakers on the 1st February 2080. His younger brother, Marc Gasol, who was involved in that trade, is also a professional basketball player for the Memphis Grizzlies of the NBA.
Picture you wasting your life. Picture you facing the charge. Picture you beating the odds. Picture you willing to bleed. Picture you wearing the scar. Thank you for making me struggle. Thank you for making me grind. I perfected my hustle. Tell me the world ain't mine. You've been seeing me lately. I'm a miracle baby. I refuse to lose. This was the ghetto to me. I put that on my father. Trying to hope for tomorrow. When I think that I can, I envision Obama. Me, shorty must have heard, got the word, I moved that D. Had it by a bladder, she like, oh, I gotta pee. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Singer slash actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. I talk big money, I talk big homes. I sell out arenas, I call like getting dome. $1 million voice, came through the phone. We heading to the top, if you coming, come on. I'm flying out the pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica, just to roast some sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say that money talk, tell these up, speak up. What's up?
And now we are going to listen to an interview to our language assistant Sam from New York State. We did this interview last Thursday. Let's listen to it.
Hello, we are Ami, Aitor, Daniel, Adrian, and Carlos. We are going to speak with Sam, an American girl that is a language assistant and our friend.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, why are you studying in Spain?
I'm in Spain to be a language assistant. So I'm helping teach about English language and American culture.
What were you studying in your country?
What was I studying in my country? In my country, I was studying international relations, and I was also studying Spanish at Fairfield University in Connecticut.
Okay. Are you happy with this experience?
Yes, I'm very happy with the experience. I think it's really fun.
What did Do you like most about Spain?
What do I like most about Spain?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess, well, I like a lot of things about Spain.
Sunny.
I like the weather. It's very sunny, number one. Number two, I like the people and the culture. And I like the food.
Okay. What do you like come back to Spain to work?
Would I like to come back to Spain to work? Yes, actually, my plan is to come back for one more year to teach again in public schools.
Where will you return to the USA?
When will I return to the USA?
Yes.
Okay. My plan is to return to the USA on July 3rd, and then possibly come back to Spain in September.
Okay. What do you think about the Spanish people?
About the Spanish people?
Yes.
I think that Spanish people are very nice, and they're also very patient with me when I try to speak in Spanish, because I'm not very good.
Okay, so it was nice learning more about you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. We hope you like it.
How many houses are there in Springfield?
Big house. I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce. Oh, polishing a compass that I hold in my sleeve.
Tuesday we interviewed Lauren. She is a language assistant. Let's listen to it.
Hello, we are Marta, Jenny and Deborah. We are going to do an interview about Lauren. She is from Liverpool and she studied business and Spanish. First, we are going to ask some questions about her. Why did you come to Spain?
I came to Spain to teach English. This is my third year at university, so it's part of my degree.
What do you like best about Spain?
I like the tortilla and I like the boys.
Where do you live in Madrid?
I live in Argüelles. That's in Moncloa with 10 other people.
What do you do in Madrid?
What do? I go out, I go to restaurants, we go to the cinema, and I like to travel as well. So I travel around Spain at the weekends usually.
Do you miss your family?
Yes, very much, yeah. But I don't get on well with my sister, so I don't miss her.
What was your first impression about the Spanish people?
At first, I didn't understand anything. And it was very hard to talk to the bank or to talk to the school. But now I like them. They're very nice. And my flatmates, they're the best.
Do you like the Spanish parties?
Yes. Do you plan to stay in Spain to live?
To live? I don't think I would like to live here forever, but maybe 2-3 more years when I finish university.
¿Te las a funny story that happened in Spain?
One night I went to Pasha with Sam and I lost my shoe. Do you understand?
No. No. Okay.
Si los resuelas, lo que sea.
I lost my shoe.
Okay,
and after all this, we say goodbye and thank very much for your help.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the interview, Lauren.
Speak about the Primrose.
Hello, we are Alex, Andrea and Mooney. Today we are going to speak about Primrose.
Geoffrey Royce Rojas, the 11th of May, 1989, Bronx, New York, better known as Primrose, is a singer, songwriter and American record producer. From an early age, he became interested in music, and during his adolescence, he started writing poetry and made his first musical composition. At the age of 19, he met Andres Hidalgo, who became his manager. Time after, Hidalgo introduced him to the pianist and producer Sergio Giorfer, who listened for three of his demos and heard him for his record label. He debuted in the beginning of 1929 with the album Prince Royce, in which the singles Stand By Me and Heart Fails are included.
Contaron que te complace tu imagen y mira el espejo, que lindo eres sin maquillaje.
Award 2010 Latin Grammy Award, the best contemporary tropical album.
2011 Premio Lo Nuestro 30, Tropical Album of the Year, Tropical Male Artist of the Year, Tropical Soul or Group of the Year, Traditional Tropical Artist of the Year, Tropical Song of the Year. 2011 o el 12 Billboard y 11 Watch O.
Rezale a Dios y dale gracias que tenemos ese lindo corazón. Prende una vela, pide perdón y por creer que tú eres fea te dedico esta canción. Si eres con la flaca todo eso.
In 2009 Stand By Me. In 2010, Corazón Sin Cara. In 2011, Addicted. In 2012, Phase 2.
Ladies, yeah, I already know.
That is all for today. Program, we hope you like it.
Can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years.
Hello, this is Lorenzo, Silvana, Paciencia, and Susana. Today we are going to interview our teacher Ruben. Let's start.
Comes the rain
again.
Hello, teacher.
Hello.
Do you like Europe?
What? Sorry, can you repeat?
Do you like Europe?
My work? Yes, of course. I really like being a teacher, and I think it's the best thing that has happened to me. I really like being a teacher because I like being with young people, as you are. And I think that if we have to change the world, we have to do it through education.
What technique do you use to improve the process of teaching?
Well, I really like communication when teaching. So, for example, using the radio or shooting a film. I think those are good ways, good techniques of improving our education. But as you know, sometimes in class we have to follow a book, we have to fulfill a program. So sometimes it's very difficult to do different things, but of course radio and communication in general, I think is a good way of improving the teaching and learning process.
Will you be friend of a student?
Yes, of course, I have no problem. I mean, I am still a student too.
Thank you, teacher.
Hello, teacher.
Hello, Lorenzo.
I have some question for you.
Okay.
The first question is, how many children you will have?
You mean as a father? If I want to be father?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I would like to have many children, but I don't know. I haven't got any yet. But yes, of course, I would like to have many children.
Oh, no. I have a second question. What you like to make you live in Spain?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Would you like to make your life in Spain?
Yes, of course. Well, I would like to travel abroad, and I have been abroad for many years, and I really like being abroad. But I think that my place is here, so yeah, I would like to live here, and of course in Leganés. I really like Leganés.
Yeah. The three question and finalists is, have you ever been to London?
To London, yes, many times. It's a city that I really like. I think that have you been to London, Lorenzo?
No.
No? Well, I really suggest you to go because it's a city where you can find people from any place in the world. You can learn a lot of things. You can drink many different beers, find many different foods. It's a really nice place. I really suggest you to go to London, and of course, if I have the opportunity, I will come back this year.
I don't have a question for you. I'll let you.
Okay, thank you very much, Lorenzo. Yeah, more questions?
Yes, Joe.
Okay, you go.
What have you learned from your student?
What have I learned?
Yes, what have you learned from your student?
Okay, I learn many things every single year from you. This year I am learning to be a more patient, and that I think is a very good thing. But you always learn things, of course, the music that you listen to, and the things that you say, I learn many things with you.
Why you decide to be a teacher?
Well, because I think that I really like being with young people. And I think that we have to change the world because things are not going very well these days. But anyway, if we have to change the world, we have to do it through the young people, through education. So that's my main motivation.
What has been the greatest satisfaction that you had as a teacher?
Well, I have had many satisfactions. For example, the first year that I was a teacher, all my students passed the English exam of selectividad, which really made me proud of being a teacher. But I don't know, every single year I'm very proud. I mean, at the very beginning, for example, you couldn't speak much English, but now you are doing it quite well, and I think you are improving a lot.
Thank you, teacher.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now is Susana's time, I think.
Hello, teacher.
Hello.
How do you like reading?
Well, I love reading. I really like reading. I normally like reading not very serious things like science fiction or, I don't know, history. But, yes, I love reading, any kind of reading, I think.
Where do you go on vacation last year?
Well, last year I went to Dublin, to Ireland, and it was a very nice trip. I could improve my English, I could meet the city because I had never been before to Ireland, and it was such a wonderful experience. I also learned a lot of theater techniques that I use now while teaching.
What do you in your spare time?
Well, my spare time, as you can notice, I like doing radio. So if I have much spare time, what I do normally is to come here to the radio and to do a program. Apart from that, I like relaxing. I like playing the guitar. I play the guitar sometimes. And, of course, I like being with my friends. I don't know, drinking a beer and speaking about something, watching football.
Why king of music do you like?
Well, I think I like every kind of music, but of course rock and roll is my favorite. For example, the song that was before, let me play it again. It is Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. That's a nice song, for example. But I also like punk, I like funk, I like disco music, I like flamenco and folk music, like jotas and so on. I like every kind of music.
What kind of movies do you like to watch?
Well, my favorite movies are, of course, science fiction. I really like science fiction. I don't know, for example, Stargate or Star Wars, all those kind of freaky kind of films are really nice. And, of course, The Lord of the Rings and so on.
Of all the city you visit, which on was your favorite?
Well, I think that Leganés is one of my favorite places, of course. But apart from Leganés, in Spain, I really like Barcelona. I think it's a very nice city where there is the sea, you've got the mountains and very nice people. But if you go to the south, of course, Granada is wonderful. Abroad, I really like Antwerp. I have been living there in Antwerp. That is in Belgium, in Flanders. And of course, Dublin. I really liked Dublin last year. As I told you before, I went to Dublin and it was a wonderful experience. So I have to say that I really like Dublin. Have you got any more questions? No?
No.
Okay, so let's almost finish. That's what the end. Let's listen to the next song, which is the main theme. It is called Bumpy Rides. I wanna boom bang bang with your body, yo. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. Girl, let me rock you like a rodeo. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. I wanna boom bang bang with your body, yo. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. Girl, let me rock you like a rodeo. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. I wanna boom bang bang with your body, yo. We gonna rock it up before we take it slow. That is all for today's program. We hope do you like it. Bye from Leganés. Bueno, pues muy bien, acabáis de escuchar a un grupo de primero de gestión y administrativa del Instituto de Educación Secundaria Luis Vives de Leganés, y yo creo que, joder, que lo han hecho todo en inglés, que se merecen un aplauso, así que vamos a darnos un aplauso, chicos.
¡Va por ti, mamá!
Bueno, a ver, en serio, lo habéis hecho súper bien, porque somos un montón de gente y no es fácil que entre todos que nos quede un programa tan clarito como este. ¿Habéis estado anteriormente en una radio?
No.
Bueno, ¿y qué os ha parecido la experiencia? ¿Habíais hecho alguna vez una clase de inglés en la radio? ¿Y os gusta esto más que los exámenes o...?
Obviamente.
Esto está mejor, por lo menos ponemos música, ¿no? ¿En junio queréis venir?
Sí.
Cuando vosotros queráis. Bueno, ahora mismo estamos en directo. Si alguien hay al otro lado, en Leganés, nos estará escuchando. ¿Qué queréis decirles? Venga, algo que nos hayamos dejado en el tintero y que penséis que es importante decir. Oye, con todo lo que habéis hablado en inglés, ¿ahora no sois capaces de hablar en español?
Ahora saluda.
Bueno, ¿queréis saludar a algún profe, a algún amigo del instituto, a Pino que nos da los bocatas? Venga, a ver, Muni. ¿Qué nos cuenta, Muni?
Yo, ¿qué te voy a contar?
No sé, ¿quieres saludar a alguien del instituto?
I know we are. ¿A quién, profe? Si nadie lo está escuchando.
Bueno, ahora no, pero luego cuando lo colguemos en el blog, nos escuchará mucha gente. Pues venga, saluda.
Saluda,
no pasa nada.
Miguel, muchas gracias por
escucharnos. Un saludo a Miguel.
Bueno, pues...
Miguel, máquina.
Bueno, sí, pues ¿no? Vamos a mandar un fuerte... Vamos a mandar entonces un fuerte abrazo y un saludo a todos nuestros profes, ¿vale? A mis compañeros en este caso, pues y a vuestros compañeros el resto de alumnos, ¿vale? Y venga, un aplauso para vosotros, chicos.
Thank you. Muy bien, gracias.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.